Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm really glad you're here. I'm glad you're here, especially this week, especially because this is our 13th anniversary week. And as I said earlier in the previous segment, we're going to be just a tiny bit obnoxious about it. We're celebrating. We're celebrating a milestone. And I encourage you, actually a couple of milestones. And I encourage you to do the same thing when you have a milestone. I encourage you to let people know. I think customers want to know when you have a milestone, because if they do business with you, they want you to be successful. And I think, it's always interesting to me when I hear of a company that I'm interested in or know about, when I hear that they've made it another year. I think that's, or whatever other kind of designation has happened, whatever milestone has happened, maybe some accomplishment or whatever it may be. I think people like hearing that. And so I'm going to, as I said, I'm going to be just a tiny bit obnoxious about it this week, as I am every year that we do this. And I'm kind of excited about it. 13 years. I'm not the least bit superstitious about this. And I hope with good reason, but we'll see about that. Anyway, 13 years ago, this month, actually this week, the actual day is the 17th. So that's Wednesday. But 13 years ago, in 1997, I started transitioning my consulting business, where I was working with people one-on-one, which I had been doing for a while and had been successful. I believed that I was just arrogant enough to think that I had something to say to more than one person at a time. And so I started researching, doing a radio show. And I spent about 6 months doing that. And I talked to a lot of people. A lot of people helped me. I did a lot of work on, what would it take? I'd never broadcast before. I'd never done this before. But I had been a public speaker and had done a lot of training. I knew what it was like to, I knew that if being opinionated helped you be a talk show host, I knew I could do that pretty well. So anyway, we looked into it. We found out what it would take. We hooked up with some people who could help us and put the thing together. And I started broadcasting November 17th, 1997. Day one, I hooked up with a network that cleared me in some stations. And I was nationally syndicated day one. I do not want to hear the first show. I don't even want to hear the first few days of the show, especially. Maybe more than that. But we got through all that. We pushed through it, and 3,378 live broadcasts since then. Here we are after 13 years. And as you know, one of the smart things we did was to start accumulating the brain trust. These really smart people who are members of our largest community of small business experts on the planet. And you hear from them every day that we do the show. So I'm very excited about those guys. The show is full of people who've been with me. Almost all, maybe with one or two exceptions, almost all of the guests this week are going to be from the first year, 1990, the first full year, early 97, I should say late 97, and then most of 98. Found what I call the founding original members of our brain trust. And think about that, folks. After all these years, after 13 years, we've kept up with these people. They've continued to join us on the show. And what a great relationship we've had with them. We thank them for their time. And another thing that we did, 2 years later, I started producing, publishing the Small Business Advocate newsletter, which is an e-zine, as always has been, electronic. I started emailing it to you back in 573 editions later, consecutive without fail editions later, we sent that went out this week, the beginning of the 12th year of the Small Business Advocate newsletter. And that's something that, I mean, as I said, every Sunday afternoon, without fail. I think there was one week when something happened, a network connection issue or something, and it went out on Monday morning. But other than that, it always went out on Sunday afternoon. And that's a commitment that we've made to you. And I wonder if that's what success is, folks. I wonder if being successful, how much of that is just sticking with it and doing what you say you're going to do, and having that kind of single-minded focus on what you're doing. I do believe that has a lot to do with it. And I know you know what I'm talking about. If you're a small business owner, if you've made it through 07, 08, 09, and 2010, if you made it through the last 2 or 3 years and you're still in business, you know what I'm talking about. And if there's anything that as I talk to you about this right now, if there's one thing I'd like for you to get out of this, it's that you know, you can do it. If you believe in yourself, if you've got a good business model, if you found a way to get other people to be attracted to what you sell, and you love what you do, you can make it. Even when other people are telling you that you can't. Can you imagine what people said about when I talked about starting a radio show 13 years ago? Can you imagine what people said to me? How many people said, "Are you out of your mind?" How many, or if they didn't say it, they thought it. How many people, you know, said, "Well, Jim, you know, that's you're a little bitty, teeny tiny venture compared to these big guys." And by the way, folks, let me tell you what, the big guys, those big guys they were talking about, they just got bigger. They got bigger and bigger. And we still aren't huge, but we're bigger than we were. But we're still a small fish. We're an independent syndicator in this industry, in the radio syndication industry. But as you know, we didn't just stay on the radio. We're also on the internet and have been since 98. We branched out. We didn't put all of our eggs in one basket. And I think that's something we've learned as well. The world is moving. The world is changing. And you have to make sure that you keep up with the world. And that includes a lot of technology, which we've adopted over the years. And I encourage you to do that too. So thank you for letting me celebrate 13 years as the Small Business Advocate, as your voice out here to bring you all these people, all these ideas on how to help you become smarter and better at running your small business. Thank you for allowing me to celebrate this a little bit. I hope you'll celebrate with me, because everything that I've done has been for one purpose and one purpose only, and that's to serve you, small business owners, because you are my heroes. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.